The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Sound of Merseyside time already. It's a pleasant welcome back to John Gibbons.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you again.
You too, mate.
And Alan O'Hare from Only Child Music. Morning, Alan.
Morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
More than, well, nearly a year. Virtually a 12 months since you came in. It feels like yesterday.
It does. Really does. Yeah.
How was your year? How was your 2016?
It's good. We put Only Child, put our second album out. Album called Whale Found Its Way to the Shore. Brought out in May. Done lots of gigs around it and after it. And some nice interest, great reviews. It's been good.
You had some really good reviews for the album, didn't you? The Whale Found Its Way to Shore. Where did that name come from?
For sure. That was the story of the record was kind of me finding my way and being happy again in life after a few things that had happened a while back. And I read about whales that when one of their loved ones die, whales push the deceased to the shore.
I've heard about
so this. So every nibbler in the sea doesn't have a go at it. It's very existentialist for 9 o'clock in the morning. but that's what they do.
Well, and you chose it.
Yeah, that's true. I think I'd push my metaphorical whale to the shore.
Right, so the whale is at the shore and everything's good now.
Everything's good now, we're back in the water.
And off the back of that, do you do quite a lot of sort of touring or gigs? Or
done a lot of gigs, yeah. We didn't really get much out of time with the band because these days the music game, it's tough to take. When we launched the gig, the album, we did a gig at the Philharmonic, the music room with the horn section and a full 8-piece band, and it's tough to take that on the road, you know. So I've done a lot of acoustic gigs, a lot of support and bigger names, and then we bring the band back together when we can.
Was Gibbo invited?
Did do this one. No, played on the
album. Played on
before,
our last album. Gibbo played on our last album. Yeah, there's kind of two great trumpet players in this city that you go to. And I went to the other one this time. John was very busy.
I didn't know there was competition here. Let me just read you a little bit of a review of the album. If you haven't heard it, go out and have a listen to it. Second album by the band and features an impressive lineup of musicians, including fiddle player Laura McKinley, whose brilliant playing reminds me of Dexy's Midnight Runners.
There you go.
Is that a fair enough
It is. The guy, Helen O'Hara used to be in Dexy's in the 80s. It does, Laura's up from Scotland, real Celtic vibe to her playing,
Also featured is producer musician John Lawson with his thoughtful guitar parts.
I wouldn't say he thinks that much, but
maybe his guitar thinks for him.
His instincts a lot better than his thought.
And the influences can be heard through the set of Van Morrison and the Waterboys, which is a nice comparison as well.
Guilty as charged, sir.
Yeah, but that's fair enough, isn't it? Every musician who comes in here, Gibbo, it's right, isn't it? They have an influence straight away.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the Waterboys stuff, I think, and Van's not a bad comparison to have either.
Every time I play the Waterboys, the Hole of the Moon, it still just takes me back to 25 years. It doesn't age, that song, does it?
It's one of them songs that doesn't get enough attention either, because if it comes on your shuffle or whatever, you might skip it because you think, I've heard it on the radio recently. But don't skip it next time because it's just great.
Well, producer Matty, when I last played it, he said, what is that song? I said, oh, Matty, this was the song at the end of every night at a nightclub. This was the last song.
It's great. It's just brilliant. I've seen him do it. Watched him do it at Glastonbury last year as well. It was still the one that he played a lot of the new album, which I quite like, but people at Glastonbury don't care about, obviously, new records. But then he played The Hole in the Moon and the place just lit up. So to have one of them songs in your arsenal is not bad at all.
Not bad.
Right, before we hear some music from yourself, just want to mention Sound City. So, and I'm sure we'll do more on it as it approaches, but we've got the full lineup now. You've seen what's on Sound City this year.
Yeah, I was just saying to Alan in the lift, I'm going down to see them after this. Just looking to do a bit of promo stuff with the Anfield Rap and stuff like that. But they've done great and
so 4 days now.
Yeah, well, Thursday and Friday are sort of standalone, I think, and then Saturday, Sunday is like the old fashioned festival. So they've got a few big hitters from back in the day. Thursday, Friday, and we've got the Human League headlining on Thursday, and then
fans of them.
Yeah, they are. Do you know what? I've got more into them as I've got older. I think I used to think, it's a bit, it's a bit 80s and naff. And then you kind of, as you get older, you listen to more stuff. And, the earlier stuff they kind of did before, kind of Do You Want Me Baby's Cut, it was really interesting. And then kind of got into it. And I'm in the Velvet Underground on Friday. John Cale's putting this thing together. And he just doesn't play very often. So to persuade him, I think they've been working on him for a few years. They invited him up to speak.
He was a speaker, wasn't he?
I think they've been working on him. But it's the only thing he's doing in the UK this summer, I'm pretty sure. So
you would have thought something like that would come up at Glastonbury, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So I think that's quite a coup.
They were probably in for it, but Fair play.
Yeah, sounds like you've nailed it. And then the Saturday and Sunday is the kind of like a usual selection, really, of, you know, it's a great selection of kind of upcoming bands, kind of some big names, a few who are going to be big over the next couple of years and things like that. So, yeah, they've done really well. So do support it because it's a boss weekend in Liverpool.
Looks absolutely brilliant. Tickets, £45 for the Thursday, £50 for the Friday. That's obviously to pay for John Cale.
Yeah.
Because they then go down to 35 for the Saturday and the Sunday as well. Yeah.
Well, the Saturday and Sunday lineups are full day, absolutely brilliant. You know, so great bands throughout the kind of lineup, really. So, you know, the real value. So I'd get on them, definitely. Well, I'm sure they'll do a group package as well.
Alan, what are you excited about 2017? Just musically within the city, not just yourself. We'll do yourself in a minute.
Yeah, sure. Music is. I've got the gig we've got coming up. There's a young girl supporting us called Maddie Stenberg. Now, I host a Magnet Open mic once every couple of weeks for Mellowtone. And Maddie's been coming to that for a while. I think she's only about 16. She's just a fantastic songwriter who, now and again, this city throws one up who's just a little bit left to centre. She's not what you'd expect from you know, an introspective acoustic girl singer-songwriter. She's just fantastic. So she's one to watch. Definitely. There's a few other bands. The Shipbuilders, who we all know about.
Oh, Matty sang the other week.
Matty, fantastic.
Voice is
he was
just
in here with Mick, wasn't he?
Brilliant.
Just fantastic. I had that song Feel in My Pocket last year and fell for it. There's lots of great stuff out there.
There is, isn't there? Right, let's talk about yourself then. So for this year, album out last year, so presumably this year isn't another album, is it?
We're hoping to, but
really?
We'll see what happens. We've got an EP ready to go. It'll be finished in the next couple of weeks and out before the spring, maybe end of March. But we're sort of launching the songs from it, if you like. We're doing something a bit different. We're playing the songs first before we put the record out next Friday.
So are you going to play as a new one now?
Yeah, I'm going to play a new one in a bit. Yeah, this is off a song. The EP's called Working Class. The songs are all a bit what some people might term protest songs, but they're just songs about what's in the air right now. I had a fan come up to me after the Philharmonic gig last year, after the album launch. Said, "Oh, I love the new album. We've had it for a couple of weeks. I like the songs, but I miss you singing about issues." And because it's a very personal record, the last one. Mm. And whilst I didn't totally agree with that, I got what he meant. It's a time for artists to speak, I think, at the minute. If you've got a forum, use it.
Okay, let's hear it then. What's the song?
This is a song called North John Street, about a place round the corner from here. And it's I used to pass this guy who basically lived in a doorway. And then one morning he wasn't there anymore. So this is for him. A cold wind blows tonight on North John Street. And the rain falls down tonight on North John Street. And the good people of the world, the good people of this world, they all got someone to hold. Yeah, the good people of this world, the good people of this world, they all got someone to hang on to. But I wanna feel the blood in someone else's veins. Yeah, I wanna hear the blood whispering in someone else's veins. There's people all around, there's people all around, people all around. They're going about their lives. Be quick, you'll miss the bus. Be quick, you'll miss the train. Hey! I'm going about my life. But if you could just stop for 1 second, just stop for 1 second, just stop for 1 second, please, and take a look. Yeah, if you could just stop for 1 second, restart and reboot, just stop for 1 second, restart and reboot, and walk out the swamp. And I just wanna feel her blood in someone else's veins. Yeah, I wanna hear the blood whispering in someone else's veins. It's getting colder tonight, winds blowing down on North John Street. Relentless as the rain tonight down on North John Street.
Oh, it's emotional, isn't it?
Thank you. Yeah.
Especially with you know, the background to the story of what you said the song's about. Did you ever see the gentleman again?
Yeah, it was every day for about 6 months. I'd walk past him. I'd stop sometimes and have a chat. If there was a pound in my pocket, I'd give it to him. I'd share my coffee. Some days he wouldn't want to talk, you know. Some days he'd be a little bit angry about things or whatever. I don't know this guy's backstory. Just one day he wasn't there. And I found out since through people like the Whitechapel Centre and other places like that who helped the homeless that he died. He died in 2016 of being cold. And it upset me, you know.
Yeah, it's an amazing tribute as well to him, isn't it? I like it when people sing songs about things that are really relevant to them as well, Gibbo.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's difficult a thing to do, though. I mean, some people say, more bands should do it and things, but it is actually quite hard to write a personal story and then set it to music and to do something that's, you know, that's still got the melody and still that's kind of nice to listen to, if you like, but also kind of personal. It is a real skill. And so, like, you know, I mean, Alan's very good at it.
When I was younger, the guy who came up to me at the gig and said, you know, basically, I'm tired of hearing songs about your daughter. That's what he meant. That's what he meant. He was a fan from way back. I was in a band called The Trestles when I was younger. And we used to point fingers, you know, a lot of my songs used to point fingers and they weren't very subtle. Now, I was younger. I don't think you get anywhere by sort of pointing fingers. You know, you can just point something out and let people make their own mind up just by... I think an artist's job is that window, it's that mirror, you know, and if you give someone a picture that's undeniable, they'll make their own minds up from that.
Also, listening to the song, is it difficult to go between the bits where you're singing and then almost you're talking? And that's quite a unique thing, isn't it, that singers do, isn't
it? It's something new for me, and a couple of the band have been resistant to it and don't like it, you know. But on the record, this is kind of acoustic thing. It's in a folk kind of guitar tuning with a pedal effect going on in the background, which is John Lawton, the producer, because we wanted to get that sense of disorientation. You know, I want you to be listening. I want you to be hanging on the singers every word. So the fact that the vocal changes from talking to chatting and that, you know...
But that can't be easy for yourself because you're in a mode of singing and then all of a sudden you almost have to go into a conversational sort of diatribe. Is it a strange thing?
It is. It's a strange thing and I've never done it the same way twice. We've recorded this song now. I've played it live 2 or 3 times. It's never the same way twice. It was different there. Mm. It was completely different there in a part. You know, I kind of didn't lose the way. It's one of them songs that I slipped into the end sounding a bit hippie. It's just one of them songs that kind of plays me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've just got to follow it. It's different every time.
I love the way you play guitar on that because it's kind of, I don't know, it is a real backing kind of thing. It's just kind of there and just kind of carrying in the loop. And it becomes like, it's almost like a dream state, isn't it? You know, it's kind of like... settling through. I don't know, I'm not explaining
spot
myself
you
very
are,
well there.
Spot on, very perceptive, pal. That's exactly what it's supposed to be. The music, why on record, like I say, it's this folk tuning on an acoustic guitar and there's electric guitar looped in the background. Mm. And it is that dream thing. It's imagined. I love and watch every 18 months Boys from the Black Stuff. And there's one of the best episodes of that is Yoz's story. And Yoz's story starts with a surreal dream. Bleasdale put in a real surreal dream at the start. And that's kind of, yeah, I think, what I was getting at with this song. Mm. It's that almost as if the world's rushing by, but something's in slow motion. That's, yeah, that's the kind of, I think that's the idea.
But the best political songs as well, I think, are ones where, as you said, Alan, it allows you to make your mind up, because no one likes being sheltered at. Do you know what I mean? You, yeah, can say, like, you know, you can do 2 minutes on why homelessness is a disgrace in 2017.
I used to do it, and no one listened.
And no one knows it, but that kind of, so when I was listening to that, I started thinking about myself and its personal reflection. I was like, well, yeah, I'm too rushed. You know, I'm running around. Mm. And I think quite often with homeless people as well, when we say, oh, it's terrible, I think part of us is saying, I don't want to see it. So you're not actually thinking about the homeless person. You're not actually thinking about them as an individual and how bad it is. You're saying saying, oh, it's terrible. But I think for a lot of us, we're all guilty of it. What we're actually saying is, I don't want to see that. Spot and up. If it goes away, then I don't have to think about it anymore.
It's the issue is that, you know, the entry that none of us want to look down.
Yeah.
You know, that's what that issue is. But it's become more and more present that, you know, we're going to have to look down it.
Yeah, it gave me shivers. I mean, so pertinent. I think we all go past, yeah, someone who is homeless, and you know how we react to it is very different for different people.
Yeah,
we'll do another song very shortly. And just talking about songs that are, oh, we just heard your daughter out. She's outside the window.
I knew she'd outstayed me. Yeah. Stayed me one day.
I was going to say, who was it who came in last year who sang about his dad who'd had problems with alcoholism?
It's Alan Triggs.
Alan Triggs, wasn't it?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
He's released that as a single now. He wrote a song about his dad called Algae, and everyone calls is that Algae. He's an alcoholic, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and he wrote the song as a way of dealing with it. He's played with his dad, and his dad, you know, found it difficult at first, but now really likes it. And they've done a video for it, and Algae's kind of in the video, and so I think it's brought them, wow, together, and it's allowed them, not together is the wrong way, but because I'm sure they were together anyway, yeah, but allowed them to talk about it more and things like that as a kind of thing.
Music does that, doesn't it? Music gives you that connection, that dialogue,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. So he's done a video for that also. Look out, cool, for it.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall. Radio City Talk.
Alan O'Hare, our special guest, and Only Child Music with John Gibbo as well. We've heard one terrific song already, North John Street. And what are you going to play for us now, Alan?
I'm going to play a song off our last album called Accidental Englishman. I grew up upon the Thames and always felt so different from the rest. My Nan was born in Dublin town and Granddaddy travelled all around. From Liverpool to London, I'm an accidental Englishman. Dad was a singer in a band. A mother, she took me by the hand. I always went my own way. Not even my firstborn son could make me stay. Oh no. From Liverpool to London, I'm an accidental Englishman. And I don't understand, and I don't know how you can live your life without leaving town. I don't understand, and I don't know how you can live your life without leaving your hometown. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo. It helped me to see what was coming next. And though I moved to Dublin town, even then I didn't stop roaming around and round and round and round and around and round and round and round. Hey, from Liverpool to London. I'm an accidental Englishman from Liverpool, oh, to London. I'm an accidental Englishman. Home now, oh, I'm going home now.
Tap. Brilliant, could listen to you all day. Absolutely fabulous. Just sort of drift away when he starts singing. Something about the way you play the guitar as well.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It? It's what you were saying before.
Yeah, well, that was a very nice guitar part as well, and it's nice to hear a performer who's kind of like thought about both really, rather than, oh, this is the melody and these are the chords that go along with it, you know what I mean? It's like a really nice kind of part in itself. You could just have done that for 3 minutes, I'd have loved it.
I played that riff for about 3 years before we even recorded it, because I just thought, you know, it's a lovely little thing, and on the record, and when we play it live, it's with the fiddle and stuff as well, so it's, you know, it's a real, it's a toe tap of that one, we like it, Drift Away.
Accidental Englishman, that's on The Whale Finds Its Way.
To the Shore, to it the is, shore. But yeah. We're launching the new EP next Friday.
Right.
Next Friday night, February 3rd, at the Big House, the Vines, on Lime Street, the old pub there. There's a lovely old, underused, beautiful ballroom at the back.
Wow.
With a big old fireplace, and it's a real kind of old room. And I just thought it suited the music we're making now, so we'll get down to that next Friday.
So people can come along?
Just pound the your tickets are online from our Only Child Music, Facebook and Twitter on Skiddle, so it's like £5 advance, or £7 on the door. We've got Maddie Stenberg, who we were talking about before.
Yeah.
Two Black Sheep, lovely folk duo. They were great, great songs. And then the full Only Child band, we'll be playing a full set.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.